State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. In summer, there is a camp for everything. Swim camp, gymnastics camp, rock camp, Bible camp. There are even still camps where kids can go and actually camp. But this week I visited a totally different kind of camp in Grand Rapids. It's a camp where kids go to learn about school.
Boys and girls, have you ever sung the cleanup song?
A little before 9 a.m. Monday, it's time to clean up the morning work in the Kinder Camp classroom at MLK Leadership Academy in Grand Rapids. The free week-long program is happening at four schools in low-income neighborhoods around Grand Rapids. At MLK, nine children showed up on the first day. The idea of Kinder Camp is to ease kids into the experience of entering kindergarten.
I'm Tina Watson, and I've taught kindergarten now for 6 years. At MLK.
Can you say expectation?
Expectation.
Expectations are things that we want you to do so that you can have a great, fun, safe year of learning.
Especially for kindergartners, this is their first opportunity, a lot of them, for an academic setting. So it's totally new for them. And as we know, anything new, there's a lot of anxieties. I think the biggest benefit is to relieve some of those anxieties and fears and to help the kids feel comfortable and safe so that they are ready to learn.
Ready to learn. That is a phrase you hear a lot from people involved in early childhood education. School is not a natural human activity that kids will just pick up, like walking or talking. To learn at school, you first have to learn what school is. And that's one of the big benefits of preschool, and why Michigan has spent an extra $130 million the past 2 years expanding access to preschool for four-year-olds. Watson says that increase is having an effect in her kindergarten classes, but this week at Kinder Camp is just one more way to help kids make that transition.
It's cool here. I love this school.
Abigail is a five-year-old with a bright pink bow in her hair. She did go to preschool, and on her first day at Kinder Camp, she quickly makes friends with three other girls. Her mom, Laura Romero, tells me making friends is one of the reasons she signed Abigail up to come this week. But she's still worried about the start of the year.
What are you hoping to get out of this week?
Don't cry in the first day at school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's not crying now. She's very excited.
Yeah? She's not crying.
You're not crying yet.
No, I'm not crying.
This week at Kinder Camp is not just for kids. Parents will also get information on how to stay involved and get the most out of their child's education. They even get a portfolio to keep track of their child's achievement all the way through high school.
Keep going.
One, two, three, four.
Kids are also assessed at Kinder Camp. They might not learn a whole lot in 1 week, but the exposure gives teachers an idea of where kids are so they can tailor their instruction when the year begins. And First Steps, the early childhood education organization that partners with Grand Rapids Public Schools to put on Kinder Camp, says that in the first 3 years, this one-week program did actually have a measurable impact on kids entering kindergarten. Assessments done by Kids First show about a 20% improvement for kids in social and emotional skills, such as playing interactively and following classroom instructions. After 1 day of Kinder Camp at MLK Elementary, the kids all leave excited, and Tina Watson had a smoother day than she usually has on the actual first day of school.
Everything went great. It was a great day.
With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.